Yochanan, John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. He was in the beginning with Elohim. All came to be through him, and without him not even one came to be that came to be. In him was Chai, and the Chai was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from Elohim, whose name was Yochanan. This one came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all might believe through him. He was not that light, but that he might bear witness of that light. He was the true light, which enlightens every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of Elohim, to those believing in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the desire of flesh, nor of the desire of man, but of Elohim. And the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us, and we saw his esteem as of an only brought forth of a Father, complete in favor and truth. Yochanan bore witness of him and cried out, saying,
"This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has become before me, because he was before me.'"
And out of his completeness we all received, and favor upon favor, for the Torah was given through Moshe. The favor and the truth came through Yahshua Mashiach. No one has ever seen Yahuwah, the only brought forth Bane, who is in the bosom of the Father, he declared. Now this was the witness of Yochanan, when the Yahudim sent from Yerushalayim, Kohanim, and Levites to ask him,
"Who are you?"
And he confessed, and did not deny, but confessed,
"I am not HaMashiach."
And they asked him,
"Who then? Are you Eliyahu?"
So he said,
"I am not."
"Are you the Navi?"
And he answered,
"No."
Therefore they said to him,
"Who are you, so that we give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself?"
He said,
"I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of Yahuwah,' as the Navi Yeshayahu said."
And those sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him, saying,
"Why then do you immerse, if you are not HaMashiach, nor Eliyahu, nor the Navi?"
Yochanan answered them, saying,
"I immerse in water, but in your midst stands one whom you do not know, the one coming after me, who has become before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loosen."
This took place in Beth Avarah, beyond the Jordan, where Yochanan was immersing. On the next day, Yochanan saw Yahshua coming toward him and said,
"See, the Lamb of Yahuwah who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who has become before me,' for he was before me, and I did not know him. But that he might be revealed to Israel, therefore I came immersing in water."
And Yochanan bore witness, saying,
"I have seen the Ruach coming down from the Shemaim like a dove and remain on him. And I did not know him, but he who sent me to immerse in water said to me, 'Upon whom you see the Ruach coming down and remaining on him, this is he who immerses in the Ruach HaKodesh.' And I have seen and have witnessed that this is the Ben of Yahuwah."
Again, the following day, Yochanan was standing with two of his Talmidim,
and looking at Yahshua walking, he said,
"See, the Lamb of Yahuwah."
And the two Talmidim heard him speaking, and they followed Yahshua. And Yahshua, turning and seeing them following, said to them,
"What do you seek?"
And they said to him,
"Rabbi,"
which translated means teacher.
"Where are you staying?"
He said to them,
"Come and see."
They went and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour. Andri, the brother of Shimon Kepha, was one of the two who heard from Yohanan and followed him. First he found his own brother Shimon and said to him,
"We have found HaMashiach,"
which interpreted is the Anointed. And he brought him to Yahshua, and looking at him, Yahshua said,
"You are Shimon, the son of Yonah. You shall be called Kepha,"
which translated is a stone. On the following day, Yahshua wanted to go to Galil, and he found Philippos and said to him,
"Follow me."
And Philippos was from Bethsaida, the city of Andri and Kepha. Philippos found Nathanael and said to him,
"We have found him whom Moshe wrote of in the Torah and the Nevi'im, Yahushua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph."
And Nathanael said to him,
"Is it possible for any good to come out of Nazareth?"
Philippos said to him,
"Come and see."
Yahshua saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him,
"See, truly a Yisraelite, in whom is no deceit."
Nathanael said to him,
"From where do you know me?"
Yahshua answered and said to him,
"Before Philippos called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you."
Nathanael answered and said to him,
"Rabbi, you are the bane of Elohim. You are the sovereign of Yisrael."
Yahshua answered and said to him,
"Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? Greater than that you shall see."
And he said to him,
"Truly, truly, I say to you, from now on, you shall see the Shamayim open and the messengers of Elohim ascending and descending upon the bane of Adam."